Scott said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 277. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yes, the Lord. Here I am. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you to come forth, for the time is short. You have no more time. I am here. Yes, the Lord. I am here. You need to come forth. There's no time for you. No time for you to make up your mind. You need to know. You need to know in your heart that I am the only way. Yes, the Lord.
That was by my loving wife, Sister Johnson, who went to be with the Lord on Valentine's Day of 2007. May her ministry and her life never be forgotten, in Jesus' name.
For there shall be a short period of rest now, saith the Lord, that you may contemplate on what I have told you and what I have said, and the warnings that I have given you that have now come upon the earth, saith the Lord. A short period of rest, a period of silence, a silence not unlike the time just before my wrath will be poured out upon the earth at the seventh seal. So pay attention to it and think, saith the Lord.
Will you fear yourself of the judgment to come? I say unto you, O peoples of the earth, to spear yourself of the wrath of God that will be poured out in the days to come. I say unto you to come and to step out of your realm and step into my realm. Open your eyes and open your ears that you might hear what the Lord says unto you. Come unto me, all you who weary and are heavy laden. Come unto me that I might give you rest for your souls. For my words are true, and they are justified in those who walk therein, says the Lord.
Please stay tuned for an all-news prophecy news behind the news program after this short 2.5-minute introduction. Praise be to God. My. It's a brand new day. A good day. A great day. A great Saturday to start a brand new program. This is your host, Brother Johnson, called by God to be His watchman, to love, strengthen, and encourage the remnant of God, and to call out to the peoples of the earth to get ready for the soon return of Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are listening to the Signs of the Times International Radio Program, coming to you from a small church with a big God in the United States of America. Do you hear people on the radio or in your church who call themselves prophets but do not prophesy, or they have no anointing if and when they do prophesy, and their prophecies never seem to come to pass? Think about this verse, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 32. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies, and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Now, my friends, I understand the responsibility of prophesying. I've read the Bible through and through many times. I do not call myself a prophet, though many of my listeners do call me that. God told me I am His watchman. Audibly, I heard His voice, not once, but twice, in a church service, about 7-8 years ago or more now. So, that is who I am. I am a watchman. Do I prophesy? Oh, yes. Do they come to pass? Oh, yes. What is a false prophet? A false prophet is one whose prophecies simply do not ever come to pass. Am I a false prophet? Oh, no. Though some apostates may call me that, I wonder if they have ever had a prophetic word that ever came to pass, or a miracle healing, like blind eyes opening, like the lame walking, like the deaf hearing, as I have, or a true word of knowledge. My. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 17. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath, for all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. Let me repeat that. For all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 17. Now, here is an audio clip of a radio check I have received.
Hello, this is Paul in Kentucky. Listen to you on shortwave 3185. Good work, Watchman, and God bless.
Thank you, Brother Paul. I'm sure glad we're being heard out there in Kentucky. May God bless you. And don't forget to tell your friends to listen to Signs Radio. Will you call one in? A radio check, that is. It will not cost you much. Takes only seconds to record your state and how well you're hearing the program. 1-607-201-5663. That number repeats at the end of this program. And every program has that contact information. For the first time, this Saturday, February 7th program you are hearing right now will not be a repeat. Now let's get right to tonight's program. All news behind the news. Is it time to bail out America? California State Controller John Chang announced on January 26 that California's bills exceeded its tax revenues and credit line, and that the state is going to print its own money, known as IOUs. A person might think that California's plight would introduce some realism into Washington, D.C., but it has not. Continuing, President Obama is taking steps to intensify the war in Afghanistan and perhaps to expand it to Pakistan. This is insanity. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Continuing, Bush, Obama, and the Freedom Agenda. The Obama administration inherits its foreign policy of establishment that has undergone a radical transformation over the last 8 years. Two linked developments, the Bush administration's freedom agenda and the resurgence of counterinsurgency doctrine, will cast a long shadow over the Obama White House, the State Department, and the Pentagon. U.S. Special Forces are referred to as a decisive strategic instrument, my, that will increase from the current troop level of 15,000 to 64,000 by early in the next decade. Watchman comment, you understand that the next decade is now less than 1 year away. Do you know that, folks? Less than 1 year away. The next decade starts in 2010. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 17. Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. For his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. Continuing, Russia and Iran get strategic. While many analysts predicted a rosier picture for the U.S.-Iranian relations with the Obama administration, the situation is rapidly becoming profoundly more difficult and more complicated. The new dimension is Russia. On February 20th, the Russian Federation Security Council and the State Council will approve a new national security strategy to go through 2020. Without saying the United States, the draft document clearly identifies the United States as Russia's primary rival for the next decade. It goes on to say that the primary focus of the struggle will be for the hydrocarbons in some very specific areas. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 13. In transgression and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Continuing, a new bank bailout could cost $2 trillion. My. Government officials seeking to revamp the U.S. financial bailout have discussed spending another $1 trillion to $2 trillion to help restore banks to health. according to people familiar with the matter. President Barack Obama's new administration is wrestling on how to stem the continuing loss of confidence in the financial system. As it divides up the remaining $350 billion from the $700 billion trouble asset relief program launched last fall by Bush. The potential size of rescue efforts being discussed suggests the administration may need to ask Congress for more funds. Watchman comment, this is what's called fiat currency. That is money that really does not exist except in the digital world somewhere on some government computer in the digital never-never land. This fulfills the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing. Economic meltdown, excuse for new world. A call to utilize the current global economic crisis as a panic in which governments worldwide can move to nationalize banks is emerging from the 2009 World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The forum's founder, Klaus Schwab, said the current global economic slowdown is a transformational crisis that should be utilized to shape a new world. Speaking from the Davos conference, Nahrur E.L. Rabbouni, New York University professor at the Stern School of Business, said the global banking system is effectively insolvent. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Paraphrase, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, false accusers, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Continuing, Obama Trilateral Commission Endgame. Barack Obama was groomed for the presidency by key members of the Trilateral Commission. The pre-election attention is reminiscent of Brzezinski's tutoring of Jimmy Carter prior to Carter's landslide election in 1976. For anyone who doubts the Trilateral Commission's continuing influence on Obama, consider that he has already appointed no less than 9 trilateral members to top-level and key positions in his administration. For the trilateral crowd, the game is about over. They are in like Flint. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 13. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Continuing, jailed for an insult. Senator Mike Enzi, Republican, Wyoming, warned that legislation is brewing on Capitol Hill that would take away free speech from broadcasters by reinstating a law, the infamous Fairness Doctrine Law, that would require talk shows to provide equal time coverage of opposing viewpoints on any issue they happen to discuss. This would effectively stifle voices like Brother Johnson's that dissent from the leftist liberalist line of thinking. The White House website pledges that President Obama and Vice President Biden will strengthen federal hate crimes legislation. The problem with this, of course, is that hate is in the eye of the beholder. So hate crime laws are essentially tools for enforcing officially endorsed views, not necessarily the watchman's views. It's just another form of censorship. Hate crimes legislation begets hate speech, begets control, begets New World Order, begets 666. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Continuing, you are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Postmaster General says, mail days may need to be cut. Effective deficits could force the post office to cut one day of mail delivery, the Postmaster General has told the U.S. Congress, asking lawmakers to lift the requirement that the agency deliver mail 6 days a week. 2 Timothy chapter 3, paraphrase, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Continuing, economic stimulus bills allot millions for STD prevention. The two sides of Capitol Hill appear to be engaging in a bidding war to see who can put more money toward the prevention of sexually transmitted diseases in its version of the economic stimulus bill. Watchman comment, it does not take money to stop STDs, which, by the way, stands for sexually transmitted diseases. It just takes moral. And the prohibited sexual contacts the Bible teaches, morality conquering immorality. But this world may already be a lost cause. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Listen carefully. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, that's hell. And many there be which go in thereat, meaning the wide gate. But because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Watchman comment, did you hear that, all you false teachers? The Bible says, Few in Matthew chapter 7, verse 14, will find their way in through the narrow way or the straight gate into heaven. Most will find themselves going the wide way straight to hell. Do not let that be you, my friend. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Don't have someone lead you in a prayer. Read that verse. Do it yourself. It needs to come from your mouth. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Continuing, global job cuts could exceed 50 million this year. More than 50 million jobs could be lost worldwide by the end of this year as a result of the global economic meltdown. The United Nations is warning as world leaders gathered together. The UN agency said that its worst-case scenario would see global unemployment soar from 6% to 7.1%, resulting in a loss of 51 million jobs across the globe since the crisis began in 2007. The most optimistic forecast is for 18 million jobs to be lost, at a minimum, I guess, with the most realistic prediction somewhere in between at about 30 million jobs lost. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. Continuing, Starbucks to cut another 6,700 jobs after earnings fall another 69%. Starbucks Corporation, the world's largest chain of coffee shops, said it will cut 6,700 jobs and close more than 300 stores after reporting first quarter profit that fell more than the analysts estimated. The company plans to close 200 locations in the U.S. and 100 overseas, in addition to the 600 Starbucks said it would close last year, the Seattle-based chain said in a statement. Watchman comment, now listen to me, this is the company that came against God right on its coffee cups, on its advertisements, all over the internet, in the news, you name it. Starbucks, you reap what you sow, Starbucks. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that will he also reap. Continuing, economic meltdown is an excuse for the New World Order. Leaders at a global forum see money crisis as a chance to expand government control. A call to utilize the current global economic crisis as a panic in which governments worldwide can move to nationalize banks is emerging from the 2009 World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The forum's founder, Klaus Schwab, said, to restore confidence, you have to establish signposts that the world after the crisis will be different. We have to create a new world order. That is what Davos 2009 is all about. Serving society. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe ye not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Continuing. Iran wants profound changes in U.S. policy. The Iranian president called for profound changes in the U.S. foreign policy during a speech saying that the Islamic Republic would welcome a real and fundamental shift from the new American administration. Without mentioning President Barack Obama by name, Ahmadinejad said repeatedly referred to those who want to bring change. But the Iranian leader also criticized the United States, saying it should apologize to Iran for past misdeeds. Watchman comment, my. Is this the change we voted for? The change we need? If Gog, Father Obama, you remember the Bible, Gog and Magog, and the Battle of Armageddon, and our current USA government apologizes to Iran, we need to impeach them all and throw them all out. 2 John chapter 1, verse 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world. Continuing, wild ride. To say that we are in uncharted waters does not begin to get across the idea of the magnitude of our current world situation. America is a canoe floating down a river that has never been explored. Most of the passengers are trying to listen to the tour guide, but there is a noise that interferes. It is the sound of a huge waterfall ahead. The noise is getting louder and louder and louder. The tour guide is new. It's a new career for him. His first day on the job was January 20th. You know who that is, don't you? And though he is a good talker, and although it seems that he is improvising, he has his one-world plan, and nothing about that plan will benefit anyone but the world elite who are pulling the strings of their puppet world leader. Matthew chapter 10, verse 27, saith the Lord, what I tell you in the darkness, that speak ye in the light. Lord God, I'm trying to do that. You called me as your watchman. Continuing the verse. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Watchman comment. Do you mind if I modify that verse just a teeny weeny? And that what you hear in the ear, that preach ye on the radio, and that certainly is heard from the housetops, the last day signs, the end times, they are here. Continuing, beware of the economy plan, or more simply called, the plan. Unfortunately, many people assume that having such a thing as the President's American Recovery and Reinvestment Plan implies that the plan is actually going to cause a recovery, and worse, they're actually going to act on this belief. The plan isn't about recovery or reinvestment. It is reminiscent of the screaming headlines in communist countries proclaiming wheat harvest exceeds all expectations while the food supplies are running out and people are starving. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 6. But if the watchmen see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. And the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. Watchman comment, be ye warned, your blood will the Lord not require of this watchman, Brother Johnson. For I have warned you, be warned, saith God. Continuing, global search for growth will turn to U.S. Two questions preoccupy the world's economic elite here in the good old U.S. of A. Will the U.S. government money pledged to prop up national economies be enough to keep the world from going into a prolonged slide? And where will the growth come from once it all bottoms out? And it will. Economists say the fiscal stimulus package from Washington to Beijing will cushion the downturn but fall short of preventing a worldwide recession. Luke chapter 12, verse 2. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Continuing, a very real new world order. It is really, really hard to believe, I think, but a majority of Americans, including Christians and conservatives, seem to be oblivious to the fact that there is a very real, very legitimate New World Order, NWO, unfolding. In the face of overwhelming evidence, most Americans not only seem totally unaware of this reality, they seem unwilling to even remotely entertain the notion. My. Is it any wonder that Godfather President Barack Obama has stacked his government with numerous members of the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, a world elitist group? Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 30 and 31. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely. Do you remember what I said at the beginning of this program? And continuing verse 31, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? My, the last day signs, they sure are here. Continuing, game on. If you made it through the media's servile flattery of candidate Obama, and then the wild-eyed hysteria of the inauguration, and then a little mirth is in order as a distraction from the pain of all this. We can take a break from the Jumbotron Obama as Savior coverage to play a little game. The rules are very simple. You ask an Obama maniac a question. For every wrong answer, you get to go. Tally up the points, and you're the easy winner of the game. But don't get too excited. You may win the game, but in the end, we will lose America. I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in some special way, please call or write and let me know. The needs for January were covered, praise the Lord, right at the end of January, thank God. But the need for February's program now is $360. Write signs, P.O. Box 122, LISLENY 13797, USA. With your comments, tithes, love gifts, prayer requests, and letters of support and blessing. Here is another audio clip of a radio check I have received.
Hi, Brother Johnson. It's Keith calling from Hebden, New Jersey. Good signal. Andrew Jackson will be arriving. I'll be sending that in tomorrow. I hope you're well. Now and then.
Thank you, Brother Keith, there in New Jersey. It's always good to hear from you, my friend. And I thank you for that offering that you're sending. Okay. Call my 24-hour voicemail and record anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's what it's there for. There is only one line for that particular call-in number, so please keep trying. I'm going to work on a second call-in line, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Again, there's only one line, so please keep trying. I really would appreciate hearing from you. Write signs, spelled SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, LISLENY, zip code 13797, USA. Thank you for listening, our good friends. The last day signs, the end times. They sure are here. They're upon the earth as we speak. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Until the next program on Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and Saturdays, like tonight's program, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all on Superstation WWRB 3.185. You can listen again clearly to all programs with no shortwave interference on my website, www.neaiga.org. Get ready, I'll do it slower in just a minute. And there are almost 300 MP3 audio files to listen to or download free on the site. neaiga.org. Be blessed, our friends. With Jesus Christ in your heart, you have nothing to fear about the end times. Jesus loves you, I love you, and all the signs ministers love you. Maranatha, our good friends, Watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.